Chapter 2. Realizing she still had a few hours before the delivery truck arrived, Charlene made a second tour of the house with a yellow legal pad and a pen. She started on the third floor with the smaller bedrooms, figuring where the furniture she'd bought could go. She had doubled twin beds from 1850 with new mattresses, a metal frame from 1890 that fit a queen-sized bed. The eaves on the third smallest bedroom still left room for the full-sized wooden frame on the truck. Her self-imposed schedule to open at Halloween was tight, but she'd prepared by shopping ahead as best she could. A month was plenty of time to fill the place. The second-floor bedrooms were covered in nubby beige wool, and she noticed depressions in some of the carpets, as if heavy furniture had marked the spot. She'd bought a mahogany bedroom suite from 1857 that had a matching armoire and a secretary desk. She took the dimensions for curtains and wrote it on her pad of paper. The pull-down shades didn't provide the cozy feel she was aiming for. "A desk for the other bedrooms would be good," she said aloud, adding that below carpet runners in her neat print. Keeping her hand on the rich golden railing leading from the bedrooms to the foyer, she felt energized. Would there be furniture in the detached garage next to the house or in the basement? She'd had a dollhouse as a kid, but this was way better. Opening the door to the basement, Charlene expected a single bulb with a beaded metal chain, but was pleasantly surprised by modern recessed lighting above the steep wooden stairs going down, and flipped the wall switch. Growing up in Chicago, her parents' basement had been filled with cobwebs and cracks. The moldy smell and damp had kept her out of there. When she and Jared bought their house on the hill, the basement had thin slits in the cement to allow light, but it wasn't a usable space, other than for storage. She'd expected this to be the same, but instead, one of the owners in the last century had created the ultimate man cave. Her laugh echoed. Rocks the size of dessert plates had been polished to onyx, and rich woods in varying shades from gold to black paneled the far wall of the rectangular room. To the right was the water heater and pipes beneath the house, screened with lattice so the eye was drawn to the rest of the basement on the left. The cement floor had been covered in octagon-shaped pavers. Racks in the same lattice print as the screen waited to be filled with bottles of wine. The wall connecting just beneath the stairs had been covered with plywood, as if the project hadn't been completed. No windows lit the area, so without the light it would be pitch dark and a possible hazard to her guests. Charlene went back upstairs to the kitchen and checked the time on her iPhone. Another hour before the truck. Charlene remembered a small grocery store at the bottom of the hill and decided to get a few supplies, beer for the movers and wine for her, and lunch. She'd just finished her tuna fish sandwich when the moving truck appeared. Two big, burly workers wearing cargo pants and T-shirts that showed their beefy arms and substantial waistlines stomped up the porch steps. Swiping her hand along the rear of her jeans, she opened the right side of the double front doors in greeting. "Hi, I'm Charlene." "Mike," the younger of the two said. His arms were tattooed and his dark hair slicked back into a thick braid. "Rick." The older man had a large nose and a full, dark blonde beard. She'd labeled everything for the movers, but without seeing the interior of the home, she'd worked off of specs and now prayed everything would fit. "What's coming off the truck first?" she asked. Mike consulted a sheet he'd pulled from his back pocket. "The master bedroom set." "My suite." She hoped the smell had dissipated enough that she'd be able to sleep tonight in her new bed. On the road since 4 this morning, she was starting to run on fumes. "That would be on this main floor at the end of the hall, just beyond the kitchen." Eager to see what was there, Charlene hurried down the stairs to the rear of the moving truck. "How is the drive?" She was in no rush to make the road trip again and had already decided that she'd fly back to Chicago to visit her parents whenever she had the time to go. 15 hours straight through.